행복한 명작 읽기.
'Great Expectations', Chapter 1. Pip and Estella. My story begins when I was 7 years old. I was in the graveyard of the church that was very close to my home. Both of my parents were buried there. Suddenly, I started crying because I felt afraid, and the noise of my sobs filled the graveyard. "Who is making that awful noise?" said a low voice. A terrible-looking man came toward me. "Don't move or I'll cut your throat," he said. He was dirty and was wearing leg irons. He must have escaped from the local prison. He grabbed me and I cried, "Please don't kill me." "What's your name? Quickly," he demanded. "Pip," I said. "Where is your home?" he asked. I pointed to the nearby village. He then turned me upside down to empty my pockets. I only had a piece of bread, and he quickly picked it up and devoured it. "Where are your parents?" he asked. I pointed to the gravestones in the churchyard. "They are in the ground over there, sir," I replied. "So who do you live with?" "My sister, sir, wife of Joe Gargery, the blacksmith, sir," I told him. "Blacksmith, eh? You know what a file is?" "Yes, sir," I said. "Then you bring me a file and some food, and then I won't kill you," he said. I agreed, and then he let me go. Just before I left, he said again, "You bring me the file and food tonight, you hear? And don't tell anyone you saw me. If you do, I'll find you and tear your heart and liver out." I was absolutely terrified, so, once more, I promised to bring the things and to keep quiet. Then I fled from the graveyard. I thought, I have to bring him what he wants. If I don't, he might find me at home and kill me. He knows where I live. I was worried. It would not be easy to sneak the food out of the house. My sister was much older than me and often lost her temper. If she caught me, she would punish me. On the other hand, her husband Joe was always kind to me. He often protected me from my sister. That night, when I tried to hide some bread in my pocket, he said, "Pip, you are eating too fast. You couldn't have eaten all your bread so quickly. You'll get sick if you're not careful." My sister looked at me and said, "What's he been doing?" "He's eating too quickly. I ate too quickly when I was a boy, but not as fast as you," Joe said. My sister pulled me up from the table by my hair. "Well then, it's time for a dosing." My sister made me drink a spoonful of tar water, which was a disgusting, thick, dark liquid. It was awful. I swallowed it as quickly as I could. When Joe and my sister were asleep, I crept into the kitchen and grabbed a pork pie from the pantry. Joe's uncle Pumblechook had given it to my sister for Christmas dinner, which was the next day. After that, I took some brandy and a file from Joe's workshop. I ran to the graveyard and quickly gave the pie, brandy, and file to the awful man. He was very happy. Then I ran back home. The next day came, and I was very worried. I knew my sister would discover that the pie and brandy were gone. My sister prepared dinner, and Uncle Pumblechook and another man, Mr. Wopsle, came to have dinner with us. It was a very nice dinner, and near the end, I began to think I might survive the night. Just then, my sister said, "I almost forgot. Uncle Pumblechook gave us a pie." She went to get it, but came back empty-handed. "It's gone," she said in a surprised voice. I felt so guilty that I jumped up and ran out of the room. I ran to the front door and opened it. I was very surprised. There was a group of soldiers and a policeman standing in front of the door. The policeman said, "We need Joe to fix these for us." He was holding some handcuffs. Two prisoners escaped from the prison last night. Joe took the handcuffs and repaired them. Then we all went to join in the search for the two men. I sat high on Joe's shoulders as we walked through fields and forests. I hoped I would see the prisoner first. I was afraid that he would think I had told the police about him. After some more searching, we all heard shouting. We followed the noise and saw two men fighting. One was the prisoner I gave food to, and the other had a long scar on his face. The soldiers quickly caught them. As they were led away, the man I had met saw me. I shook my head. I was trying to tell him that I had kept my promise. He looked at me without anger. He turned to the policeman and said, "I stole a pork pie and some brandy from the blacksmiths." Joe said in a surprised voice, "Yes, we are missing a pork pie." Joe then said to the prisoner, "Whatever wrong thing you did, you have a right to eat." Then the soldiers took the two prisoners back to prison. In the village, I was going to an elementary school. Mr. Wopsle's great aunt taught at the school. She was very old, and she often fell asleep in class. She had a granddaughter, Biddy, and she sometimes taught in the school instead of her grandmother. She was an orphan, and even though she looked a little dirty, she was very kind to all of the students. She taught me to read and write. One cold winter evening, I sat beside Joe and wrote on a slate, "My dear Joe, I hope you are great. Well, I hope I shall soon be able to teach you, Joe." Joe was very impressed with my note. "Pip, how smart you are," he exclaimed. He smiled at me. Joe had promised to teach me to become a blacksmith when I became older. But I didn't want this. I dreamed of a better life. I wanted to be rich and to study all day long. I sat dreaming about the life I wanted, but my happy thoughts were interrupted when my sister came into the room saying, "Well, what a lucky boy our Pip is. I hope she doesn't pamper him." Mr. Pumblechook was with my sister, and he said, "She's not the type to pamper a person." "Who?" asked Joe. "Miss Havisham," replied my sister impatiently. "She wants Pip to play with a girl in her house. She might even pay him. He'd better go, or he'll be in trouble with me." Joe was very surprised. "How does she know Pip?" he asked. "Idiot," replied my sister. "She doesn't know him. Uncle Pumblechook is her neighbor. She asked if he knew a boy, and then he kindly mentioned Pip." Uncle Pumblechook looked very pleased. He was proud he knew Miss Havisham. This boy could make money by going to Miss Havisham. "He should be grateful," said my sister. I was not grateful at all. Miss Havisham was a very rich but strange and stern woman. She lived in a large, cold house, and she never went outside. I didn't want to spend any time with her or in her house, but I had no choice but to go. The next morning, my sister forced me to leave the house with Uncle Pumblechook. We walked slowly to Miss Havisham's house. We rang the bell, and a servant opened the gate. She let me in but said to Uncle Pumblechook, "She doesn't want to see you." I followed the servant through the dark, dreary house until we came to a door. The servant knocked on the door and said, "Go in." I entered and the door was slammed behind me. There were many candles in the room, and Miss Havisham was sitting in a chair. She was dressed completely in white and wore many jewels. She had a veil over her face. She was the strangest looking person I had ever seen. "Who is it?" she demanded. "I am Pip, ma'am," I said. "Pip?" "Yes, ma'am, Mr. Pumblechook's boy. I've come to play," I told her. "Come here," she said. I was extremely scared, but I walked closer. I saw her watch. It was 9:20. Also, the clock on the wall had stopped at the same time. She said to me, "Are you afraid of a woman who has not seen the sun for many, many years?" Then she put her hand on her chest. "Do you know what is in here?" she asked me. "Your heart," I said. "Yes, and it's broken," she cried. Then she said, "A girl named Estella lives here. I want you to play with her. Go and call her." I went to the door and called out for Estella. I waited, and then shouted out again. Finally, I saw a small figure walking along the hall. She entered the room and walked over to Miss Havisham. "I want to see you play cards with this boy," she said to Estella. "With him?" the girl asked. Her pretty face soured with scorn. "He is just a common working boy." Miss Havisham whispered something into her ear. "You can make him fall in love with you and then break his heart." Estella finally sat down and dealt the cards. I picked up my cards and she looked at my hands. "He has such rough hands and thick boots. He looks stupid and clumsy," she said. I had never been ashamed of myself before, but I looked at my hands and boots. My clothes were dirty and my hair was tangled. She looked down on me as though I was dirt on her shoe. We continued to play and she won. After that, I dealt the cards for a second game. She made me feel very nervous, and so I made a mistake. "You are so stupid. Don't you know anything?" she snapped at me. She was very unkind, but I didn't say anything back to her. "Why didn't you defend yourself?" asked Miss Havisham. "She says many mean things to you. What do you think of her? Whisper in my ear." I stood up and went to her. I whispered, "I think she is very proud." "Really? Anything else?" she asked. "I think she is very pretty." Estella heard me say this, and she wasn't pleased. "Anything else?" Miss Havisham asked again. "She is very insulting," I replied, "and I would like to go home." Estella took me to the front door and let me out. As she closed the door, I saw her face. She gave me a look of disgust. I felt very sad and started crying. I kicked a wall in the courtyard, and then I saw a tall, thin boy. "How did you get in?" he asked. "Estella let me in." "Come and fight me," he demanded. He took off his coat and put his fists up. I was afraid of him, but I hit him 2 times in the face and he fell to the ground. "You won," he said bravely. I didn't feel victorious. Estella had saddened my life.